So I think it's during her retreat. Then here says a few of my thoughts as regards holy confession. I shall choose what cause and humiliates me most. Sometimes a trifle costs more than something greater. I will call to mind the passion of Jesus at each confession, to arouse my heart to contrition. Insofar as possible, with the grace of God, I will always practice perfect contrition. Not always easier, I will perfect contrition. I will devote more time to this contrition. Before I approach the confessional, I shall first enter the open and most merciful heart of the Savior. When I leave the confessional, I shall arouse in my soul great gratitude to the Holy Trinity for this wonderful and inconceivable miracle of mercy that is wrought in my soul. And the more miserable my soul is, the more I feel the ocean of God's mercy engulfing me and giving me strength and great power. So before and after, also important. The rules that I most often fail to obey, sometimes I break silence, disobedience to the signal of the bell. Sometimes I meddle in other people's affair. I will do my very best to improve. That's her confessions. I will avoid sisters who grumble, and if they cannot be avoided, I will be at least keep silent before them, thus letting them know how sorry I am to hear such things, not to join in the gossips. You have many chances, no? Right? So, you don't like? Silence. I must take no heed of the opinion of others, but obey the evidence of my own conscience and take God to be a witness of all of my actions. Many times we do things that show how people watch us, how do they think about us, how do they judge us. Many times we do things, but no. For God's sake, I must do everything and act in all matters now as I would like to do and act at the hour of my death. You do things as you the last time of the life. If it's the last hour, you sit here, you will be sincere, a little bit more frank, you know, more with heart. The next moment you will go to see the Lord. So, for this reason, in every action, I must be mindful of God, everything in God's presence. Avoid presumed permissions. I must report even small things to my superior and do so in such a detail as is possible. I must be faithful in my spiritual exercises. I must not easily ask to be dispensed from them. I must keep silence outside the time of recreation and avoid jokes and witty words that make others laugh and break silence. I must have great appreciation for even the most minute rules. I must not let myself become absorbed in the world of work, but take a break to look up to heaven, always. You know, do things, her heart is always up in heaven. Speak little with people, but a good deal with God. We do vice versa. Right? Avoid familiarity. Familiarity. Closeness with friends, you know. Stick to friends. I must pay little attention as to who is for me and who is against me. I must not tell others about those things I have had to put up with. I must avoid speaking out loud to others during work. Not to shout, you do this. Always. Now, of course, she's living in a convent, eh? But the heart is the same. We have the same spirit, no? At times we shout, you know. I must maintain peace and equanimity during times of suffering. In difficult moments, I must take refuge in the wounds of Jesus. I must seek consolation, comfort, light, and affirmation in the wounds of Jesus. So whatever we suffer, think of the pain of Jesus. Stay there. Not just to take a phone and then tell what your wish very easily hurt. In the midst of trials, I will try to see the loving hand of God. Nothing is as constant as suffering. It always faithfully keeps the soul company. Pain, suffering. Oh Jesus, I will let no one surpass me in loving you. First one to love Jesus, you said. Oh Jesus, hidden in the Blessed Sacrament, this is the title. You see that in pronouncing my perpetual vows, I'm living the novitiate today. Jesus, you know how weak and little I am. And so from today on, I'm entering your novitiate in a very special way. I continue to be a novice, but your novice, Jesus, and you will be my master to the last day. So you always be the apprentice to love Jesus. Not say, I'm graduate, not yet graduate, always with Jesus. Daily I will attend lectures at your feet. I will not do the listings by myself without consulting you first as my master. Jesus, how happy I am that you yourself have drawn me and taken me into your novitiate. That's to say, into the tabernacle. That's her comment. In making my perpetual vows, I have by no means become a perfect nun. No, I'm still a weak little novice of Jesus, and I must strive to acquire perfection as I did in the first days of the novitiate. And I will make every effort to keep the same disposition of soul which I had on the first day the common gates opened and admitted me. So as if she's always the first day to enter the common. And the first day of the novitiate, never ending. Have Jesus be the master. With the trust and simplicity of small child, I give myself of you to you today. O Lord Jesus, my master, I leave you complete freedom in directing my soul. Guide me along the paths you wish. I won't question them. I will follow you trustingly. Your merciful heart can do all things. It gives openness to Jesus. Then a small title, The Little Novice of Jesus, Sister Faustina. At the beginning of the retreat, Jesus told me, during this retreat, I myself will direct your soul. I want to confirm you in peace and love. And so the first few days passed by. But the fourth day, doubts began to trouble me. Is not this tranquility of mind false? Then I heard these words. My daughter, imagine that you are the sovereign of all the world, and have the power to dispose all things according to your good pleasure. You have the power to do all good you want. And suddenly a little child knocks on your door, all trembling and in tears and trusting in your kindness, asks for a piece of bread, lest he died of starvation. What will you do for this child? Answer me, my daughter. Jesus would. And I said, Jesus, I will give the child all it asked and 1,000 times more. And the Lord said to me, "That's how I'm treating your soul. In this retreat, I'm giving you not only peace, but also such a disposition of soul that even if you wanted to experience uneasiness, you could not do so. But love has taken possession of your soul, and I want you to be confirmed in it. Bring your ear close to my heart, forget everything else, and meditate upon my wondrous mercy. My love will give you the strength and courage you need in these matters." So Jesus always stay close to her. Another phrase. Jesus declares, "You are my mother. You are all. You are my all." It is with simplicity and love, with faith and trust, that I will always come to you. Oh Jesus, I will share everything with you, as a child with its loving mother. My joys and sorrows, in a word, everything. We have to do the same thing with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Entrust everything, joy and sorrows, everything. Just stay, let He be our novice master. No one can comprehend what my heart feels when I meditate on the fact that God unites me with Himself through the vows. God makes known to me even now the immensity of the love He already had for me before time began. And as for me, I've just begun to love Him in time. His love was ever great, pure, and disinterested. And my love for Him comes from the fact that I'm beginning to know Him. So I think many times you don't know Jesus. That's why you don't love Him so much. Is it true, sister? We don't know Jesus much. That's why we don't love Jesus so much. Really, no? Yes, we presume we know much about Jesus, but it seems not. If really we know Jesus, we will love Him more than we should, right? The more I come to know Him, the more ardently, the more fiercely I love Him, and the more perfect my acts become. That means to say, we don't know Him. You don't know a person after you love a person, right? Many times we say we love Jesus, but we don't know Him. We dare not say we don't love Him, but in fact, we don't know Him. Is it true? Meanwhile, each time I call to mind that the few days I am to become one with the Lord through perpetual vows, a joy beyond all description floods my soul. From the very first time that I came to know the Lord, the gaze of my soul became drowned in Him for all eternity. Each time the Lord draws close to me and my knowledge of Him grows deeper, a more perfect love grows within my soul. As you know, before she joined a convent, she wanted to enjoy life, no? One day she was in a party and waiting for someone to accompany her to dance. And suddenly Jesus sitting next to her. All pain, all the blood, and then she find out that she's called not for that gentleman, but for Jesus. That's why she left it at the ball dancing room. And we think about her life, you know, many times. We are not born so close to her, to Jesus. We are all like that. But Jesus is really calling her. I think Jesus is also calling us, each one of us, close to Him. Before confession, I heard these words in my soul. "My daughter, tell Him everything and reveal your soul to Him as you do before me. Do not fear anything. It is to keep you in peace that I place this priest before you, between you, between your soul and myself. The words he will speak to you are my words. Reveal to him your soul's greatest secrets. I will give him light to know my soul. I think this would be Father Sopoko. He is the one who followed her. When I approached the confessional, I felt so much at ease in my soul about speaking of everything that later on I myself was astounded. His answers brought a great peace into my soul. His words were, are, and always will be pillars of fire which enlightened and will go on enlightening my soul in his pursuit of the greatest sanctity. Oh no, this one. The direction I received from Father Andres, not Sopoko, Andres. I have looked on another page of this notebook. When I finished this confession, my spirit was immersed in God and I prayed for 3 hours, but it seemed to me like only a few minutes. Since then, I have placed low obstacles in the way of grace working in my soul. Jesus knew why I had been afraid to commune intimately with him, and was not at all offended. From the moment the priest assured me that what I had experienced was not an illusion, but the grace of God, I have tried to be faithful to God in everything. I can see now that there are few such priests who understand the full depths of God's work in the soul. Since then, my wings have been set free for light, for fight, for flight, and I yearn to soar into the very fire of the sun. My flights will not come to an end until I rest in him forever. When you fly very high, all the vapors, mists, and clouds are beneath my feet, and our whole kind of being is necessarily subject to the Spirit. Not always easy, because we live in the Spirit, in the body, you know, a very heavy body. She lives in the Spirit, high above the clouds. Oh Jesus, I long for salvation of immortal souls. It is in sacrifice that my heart will find free expression, in sacrifice which no one will suspect. I will burn and not consumed unseen in the holy flames of the love of God. The presence of God will help me have my sacrifice to be perfect and pure. Oh, how misleading are appearances and how unjust the judgments. Oh, how often virtue suffers only because it remains silent. To be sincere with those who are instantly stinking as demands much self-denial. One bleeds, but there are no visible wounds. Oh Jesus, it is only on the last day that many of these things will be made known. What joy, none of our efforts will be lost. Holy hour. During this hour of adoration, I saw the abyss of my misery. Whatever there is of good in me is yours. O Lord, that because I am small and wretched, I have a right to count on your boundless mercy. So before Jesus, we are miserable. Only Jesus is great. Just entrust to him. Evening, O Jesus, tomorrow morning I'm to make my perpetual vow. I had asked heaven and earth, and it called upon all things to thank God for this immense and inconceivable favor of his, when suddenly I heard these words: my daughter, your heart is my heaven. Jesus says, your heart is my heaven. So whenever you completely live for the will of God, it becomes heaven for Jesus. He enjoyed staying with it in our soul, because whatever we do is the will of the Father, and that's heaven. Nothing self. Just a few moments of prayers, and I have to run as they drive us out of everywhere. Because every place, the chapel, the refectory, the recreation room, and the kitchen is being made ready for tomorrow, and we are to go to bed. So everything, big feast for the next day. However, sleep is out of the question. Joy has driven sleep away. I thought, what is it going to be like in heaven? If already there, here in exile, God so fills my soul. Already she feels heaven already in her soul. So what will be next in heaven? What else? Pray during the Mass on the day of the perpetual vows. Today I place my heart on the pattern where your heart has been placed. I mean offering the Mass, no? the host on the pattern. She pays herself on the pattern. O Jesus, and today I offer myself together with you to God, your Father and mine, as a sacrifice of love and praise. Father of mercy, look upon the sacrifice of my heart, but through the wound in the heart of Jesus. May 1st, 1933, first day. Union with Jesus on the day of perpetual vows. Jesus, from now on, your heart is mine, and mine is yours alone. The very thoughts of your name, Jesus, is the light of my heart. I truly would not be able to live without you, even for a moment, Jesus. Today my soul has lost itself in you, and my only treasure. My love knows no obstacle in giving proof of itself to its beloved. The word of Jesus during my perpetual vows. My spouse, our hearts are joined forever. Remember to whom you have vowed. Everything cannot be put into words. Only hearts can understand the relationship with Jesus. We can do the same, although we are not taking a perpetual vows, but also the same sentiment with Jesus. Can we? I think we should do something like this. Whatever she wrote is not to share her joy, also to tell us how much we have to love Jesus more. Otherwise, why you're staying here to listen and then go away empty-handed? Doesn't work. Jesus expects us, you know, through the words of his beloved, that we be another Faustina. Can't be, not in the common, but in the place where you live. The word of Jesus during my perpetual vows, my spouse, our hearts are joined forever. Remember to whom you have vowed. Everything cannot be put into words. My petition while we were lying prostrate under the pole, I begged the Lord to grant me the grace of never consciously and deliberately offending him by even the smallest sin or imperfection. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I love you with all my heart. When times are most difficult, you are my mother. For love of you, O Jesus, I die completely to yourself today and begin to love, to live for the greater glory of your holy name. Love, it is for love of you, O most holy Trinity, that I offer myself to you as an oblation of praise, as a holocaust of total self-immolation. And through this self-immolation, I desire exaltation of your name, O Lord. I cast myself as a little rosebud at your feet, O Lord, and may the fragrance of this flower be known to you alone. So now let's be the little flower before Jesus. Now we stop it today, and we rest the silence a moment, telling Jesus how much we love.